This is the Riley Rose and Seamus podcast.
The Bachelor was on last night with the one and only Nick Cummins, the Honey Badger, and it's all heating up very quickly, actually, Seamus. Now, obviously, there's what? There's 23 girls in there now.
Huh? Did one leave already?
Two left. What? Two left the first night.
That was so
Someone
fast.
Got eliminated last night. I'm not sure who it is yet because I'm just up to that bit.
Those girls definitely won't get a radio job somewhere. They left too early. We're not invested in them yet.
So, last night, this girl Romy, she got a one-on-one date with the Honey Badger, right?
Yeah.
And I just hate her, Seamus. Oh, I hate her so much.
That's strong.
You know, she keeps, like, saying to the camera, like, I'm not here to make friends. Well, you know what? Sometimes, like, that's what life is about, too. Like, you have these experiences and you make friends along the way. So, it is about making friends. All she wanted to do was lock her disgusting lips with the Honey Badger. Take a listen.
Romy came in for a kiss. With pace. She came in hot. Real hot.
Better take this down a notch.
And I would hate to hurt anyone's feelings.
It would be awful, wouldn't it?
Oh. I got in there first and they're going to be sloppy seconds.
I love his rejection. I don't want to hurt anyone else's feelings.
Well, not only did she, like, try and, like, eat his face off at their date, she actually, at the rose ceremony that night, she stole the Honey Badger away from the other girls and she spent the whole day with him. And I was like, calm the hell down, Romy, because you know what? Nobody likes a keno, and she's a keno. Do you know what a keno is?
When you game you play at the RSL. You get a little pencil.
It's when you're too keen. But I think the funny thing about Romy is that their date started by making pizzas, which is classic bachelor date. Classic. And she was like, where's the jalapenos? Where's the jalapenos? And then the Honey Badger, you know, he's so
We're allowed
fun.
To talk about The Bachelor to a degree.
And then he was like, what, the ring stingers? And he was like, the bum burners? And I was like, this is gross to talk about on a first date. And then,
is this how we're going to talk about The Bachelor every day? And then she said this, and then he said that. And then, oh my gosh, this happened. And then you will never guess what she did. Is she serious?
Well, how else are we going to talk about it?
We're going to have to go back to the drawing board because you lost me halfway through all of that. Some of the biggest TV personalities and bulk cash, for example, Kyle Stefanovich.
I really want to know how much. How did you find how much he earns?
So in a Daily Mail article, a man by the name of Rob McKnight, who used to be the Studio 10 series producer. Mm-hmm. Do you know Studio 10?
Yeah.
With Ida Buttrose
Chrissy
used to
Swan?
Be on it. No. That was The Circle that was cancelled close to 7 years ago.
Loved that show.
He's come out and he's revealed that he himself, he was a series producer. He was the boss, right? It's like the Bex to us.
Yeah.
He was on $320,000 a year, which
is enough to live on.
I mean, it's a little bit below my...
Shut up. It's not a funny joke.
No, I'm only joking. I'm only on $300,000 a year.
Shut up.
he's gone out to say, how's this? Lisa Wilkinson, she was denied a $500,000 pay rise on top of the $1.8 million that she was being paid. Lisa Wilkinson, who left the Today Show to go to the project.
So is that a yearly salary?
Yeah, what do you think it is?
Well, I don't know. That's too much money for me. My brain to compute.
$1.8 million.
Yeah.
A year.
Wow.
Kyle Stefanovich.
Wouldn't it even really matter if you were getting a $500,000 extra on top of that? You wouldn't even notice.
It, no. Yeah. How's it? Kyle Stefanovich.
Yeah.
1 year. Guess how much? Guess how much Kyle
is he on 2 million?
Absolutely, he's on 2 million. Ladies and gentlemen, you guessed correctly. $2 million, Kyle Stefanovich.
Wow.
I'm going to say that Carrie Bickmore wouldn't be on 1.8 mil.
What? More?
No, I'm going to say she would be on less. That's my guess. I don't have the information in front of me.
Why?
Well, knowing Channel 10, they don't have a lot of it. Channel 9 has way more money than Channel 10.
How much were you getting paid when you were on Totally Wild? Seriously.
Totally Wild was $50,000. Started on 50, ended on 60.
How much did the project pay you to do that little whip around the cities of what's going on a Friday?
$350 across.
Wow.
It was pretty good stuff. And that's when I was right into my partying. So that lasted me 1 hour at Tijuana Showgirls on Hindley Street.
I'm so intrigued. How much did you get paid by Toasted TV when you were on Toasted TV? I mean, was it Toasted
TV? Yeah, yeah. I was 18. Guess how much I got paid?
I don't know.
$40,000 per annum.
Really? So you really?
I saved so much money because I was living at home. I went overseas with 18 grand.
Oh my God. Wait, so $40,000 for the year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, you made it sound like it was a lot of money.
No, it's not.
No, no.
And I saved 18.
Wow.
So when you live at home, appreciate mum's cooking.
And also, you have to make it the big time if you want to be on the big bucks. Now, you might remember when we did the Riley Rose and Seamus shameless self-promotion for Guy Sebastian tickets. We wanted you to advertise our show using your body, using your property, using anything you have. Anyway, that was, what, a month or two ago?
It was a while ago. It was when Guy Sebastian came to town.
And it has continued, but not just here on the border, actually in the States.
Now, the legend, the man, the myth, he joins us now. It's Lee. Hey, bro.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, thanks. Now, mate, you actually wore a Riley Rose and Seamus shirt all over. Where'd you go? America, China, Japan, Russia, Europe?
Just everywhere. mainly just America, yeah.
Mainly okay. America.
Yep.
So when you wore the shirt, did you actually get any, like, looks, or did people ask you about it? Like, who the hell are they? Like, normally people
quite
are wearing...
Quite a few people, all the biggest landmark, Empire State Building. Everyone
said,
what are you wearing this for? And handed out some Riley Rose and Seamus business cards as well. So,
and hey, how did you describe us? Were you like, they're just a couple of radio
idiots
hosts
from Albury?
Oh, I said, just like Ryan Seacrest, but better.
Yes! Yeah.
Now, listen, that promotion is well and truly over, so you can't win anything. But I want to know, wearing that shirt, having a little bit of an opener, a little bit of an icebreaker, did it help with the ladies? Did you pick up because you were wearing a Riley Rose and Seamus shirt?
Your two faces definitely helped.
Yes!
In that area, yeah.
Well, you can see the pictures now at Hit the Border on Instagram. Glad we could help out there, Lee.
No worries.
When you were making out with the person you hooked up with, were you like, I'm thinking of Riley Rose and Seamus right now. Thanks, guys. This is all because of you and my shirt.
They asked me to sort of put the shirt over my face so they could look at you the whole time.
Got a bit
weird.
I love
That's
it.
So good, Lee. Now, we don't have Guy Sebastian tickets, but the minute that Guy Sebastian is stepping foot back in Albury, you're first in line and you'll be there front and centre.
For a selfie.
I appreciate it. Just wanted that look in for next time, that's all.
I love it. Thanks, mate. You're a legend. Riley Rose and Seamus. 13, 12, 16. Still time to take your calls. Who on the border has the least amount of teeth? Apparently, Riley. How many Aussies have hardly any teeth?
3 million adult Australians are missing a third of their teeth as we continue to not brush them properly, not get them cleaned properly, not go see a dentist regularly.
I still have all of mine. Even my wisdom teeth are coming through so straight.
You know what annoys me about people like you is that you don't go to the dentist regularly, so you don't deserve to have good teeth. But well, you do have alopecia.
I do look after my teeth.
You do have alopecia, though. Bad breath. That means he's got bad breath, everyone.
No, that means that I don't have any hair.
No, what is the one...
Can I hear your story, please, from before? Because you're digging a wicked hole.
You know, I'm digging...
And the water's filling in
I'm digging
quickly,
you a hole
drowning.
To get in.
Travis has alopecia.
So, when I was at a party a while ago, and we'd all had a couple of...
Sherbets!
Vinos, some cheeky vinos, and anyway, I said a joke so funny.
Oh my gosh, I regret. I want to go back to the alopecia stuff.
I said a joke so funny that someone laughed.
One person at a party. Must have been a bloody knockout.
And this man was the same age as me, might I just point out? He laughed so hard that...
I wouldn't mind if you put out.
It'd make the story better, probably.
It would make everything better.
And he laughed so hard that his denture fell out. And the funny thing about it is, he caught it in his ear.
How old was he?
He was very impressive. I don't know, about 28.
How did he lose so many teeth at 28?
I think it was a sporting accident.
Oh, that was good. Anyway. I'm composed. Great. Riley's going to put out a bit later, apparently.
Oh, shut up.
Riley Rosen, Seamus. Let's break down the fourth wall of radio just a little bit here. We're actually in an 18-second delay, and I've got a button to press if someone swears or says something that's against our broadcasting license.
Yes.
This morning, we had two comedians who performed last night at the Bend at Elbow. I'm unsure if they had been to sleep at this point.
Yeah, Tyson's in the studio as well. Tyson, just to set the scene for Hello. You, these two comedians were in, and one of them was a bit, like, feeling maybe a bit under the weather, if you catch my drift.
Well, it was interesting.
Self-inflicted.
So that was sick.
He was wearing glasses. And it was a weird, it's like he smelt like my grandfather's garden.
They're not listening, are they?
He had this weird garden that I was never allowed to go near because it had like his special, I can't remember. I don't really know what it was. I can't remember. But it kind of smelled a little bit like that. It was a bit weird.
Yeah, I might be playing Afro Man later today.
Yeah, I think that would be a better song to get.
You don't like this one?
I've no idea.
I don't know
what the reference is.
Do you not know the reference?
I don't know that song.
I don't know the song, but...
Oh, that's better.
That's better, yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah, I think we're all getting what you're putting down. We're all picking up what you're putting down, right?
I had to press the dump button, and here's why. So, Glenn, last night, you were ripping on someone in the audience, which was hilarious. So he was up the front. It was, you know, it was actually, he was a little bit awkward because he was sitting there. He was asleep with his arms crossed.
I did see that, but you don't remember.
I said, mate, who are you? Aubrey Stan Lee. So I took one look at him. I thought, you look like Stan Lee, but you don't look like you would have written any superhero bloody stories. I've been dumped.
Wait.
Straight away, I've been dumped.
He knew it. He knew what he'd done.
Yesterday, as I spoke to him after his gig, I said, mate, we're going to have you on tomorrow. Just one rule, don't swear. No worries, mate. I can really control that stuff. No worries at all. It'll be fun.
And then, great. Because I guess when you get in your stand-up routine, you start doing it. A lot of people use it as a crutch.
That's
swearing.
True. That's true. And it was very early in the morning.
Become funnier.
I don't like it when people swear.
Just to make it funnier.
Yeah.
Maybe it wasn't a crutch. Maybe it was just because of the...
His glasses that he was wearing.
All right.
Riley's had enough.
I've had
enough. I'm glad you didn't hear it.
Hurt me.
No, the mum and dads. And
yeah. Glad we dumped it.
Thank goodness I'm quick with my fingers.
Want more Riley, Rose and Seamus? Catch up now at hit.com.au or weekdays from 6 on the Borders Hit 104.9.